Acts chapter 8. And Saul approved of his killing. And there occurred in that day a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem. And all were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was devastating the church, entering house after house, and dragging off men and women. He delivered them to prison. Those therefore who were scattered went throughout the land, announcing the word as the gospel. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. And the crowds gave heed with one accord to the things said by Philip, as they heard and saw the signs which he did. For with many of those who had unclean spirits, the spirits came out, crying with a loud voice, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was much joy in that city. And a certain man named Simon had previously been practicing magic in the city and had been amazing the people of Samaria, saying that he was someone great. To him they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God, which is called great." And they gave heed to him, because for a considerable time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip, who announced the gospel of the kingdom of God and of the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And even Simon himself believed. And once he had been baptized, he continued steadfastly with Philip. And as he beheld the signs and great works of power taking place, he was amazed. Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them so that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen upon any of them, but they had only been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. But when Simon saw that through the laying on of the hands of the apostles the Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this authority, that on whomever I lay my hands he may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver go with you into destruction, because you thought that you would acquire the gift of God through money. You have no part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not straight before God. Repent, therefore, from this wickedness of yours, and beseech the Lord, if perhaps the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of unrighteousness." And Simon answered and said, "You beseech the Lord on my behalf, so that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me." They therefore, having solemnly testified and spoken the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and they announced the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Rise up and go south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert route." And he rose up and went. And behold, an Ethiopian man, a eunuch, a man in power under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was over all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and was sitting in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Approach and join this chariot." And when Philip ran up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, Do you really know the things that you are reading? And he said, How could I unless someone guides me? And he entreated Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of Scripture which he was reading was this, As a sheep he was led to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is dumb, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I beseech you, concerning whom does the prophet say this? Concerning himself or concerning someone else? And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he announced Jesus as the gospel to him. And as they were going along the road, they came upon some water. And the eunuch said, Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, If you believe from all your heart, you will be saved. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him any more, for he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he announced the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea.